Simply Red and Fairground, Point FM 103.1, live across the North Wales coast, and Very Clued, online and on your mobile phone, 7 minutes past nine. Right, Wendy, ready to do the warm-ups? I'm going to play my little song, okay? This is a song I like to play when I'm in the gym. Oh, the system's really slow. There we go. Right, I'm going to go in there. Okay, I'm going to squeeze past.
Okay.
All right, I'm here. Hello. Okay, you can go through there.
Right.
It's like musical chairs, this. Yeah. Right.
I'm the main man now. I've got the power.
You are. Okay. Right. What do I need to do? Okay.
So, let's start marching on the spot just for a minute to warm ourselves up.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
While we do this, I just want to say that if you get any pain while you're doing these exercises, please stop. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't feel the burn in the muscles. And when you do the crunch, you will know what I feel. Come on, Dad.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, right, I'm going, I'm going.
get going, swing your arms. Start increasing so you're doing a gradual warm-up.
Right.
So just get those muscles loose and get the blood circulating.
Is this right, is it?
Yeah, this is right, okay. Only you could put a bit more effort into it,
oh,
to be
sorry.
Honest.
Okay, okay. Getting told off.
You know, and I mean, this warm-up is really very valuable.
Mm.
So yesterday we talked about the cardio aspect of your exercising. That is the one that get you slightly out of breath, the aerobic ones.
Mm.
Today we're going to do the resistance or the weight, but because you're at home and we haven't got any weights, you're going to have to do it only with body weight.
Right.
So I'm going to do one or two exercises, mainly on the floor today.
Okay.
Right, okay, so you're not very energetic.
Not really.
So, right, let's have you lying on the floor, please,
right,
now.
Hang on.
And we're going to do the perfect crunch.
Okay.
Now, what people... So, if you lie on the floor...
I'm on the floor, hang on.
Right, with your knees up about hip-width apart...
Hip-width apart?
Yeah, your legs about hip-width apart.
Right, okay.
Right, okay. Feet flat on your floor.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the thing that people get a problem with this is that they get a little bit of neck strain when they're coming up. I'm going to tell you how to stop this. If you imagine that you've got an orange between your neck and your chin,
mm-hmm.
Then which puts your face at an angle looking up at the ceiling, then you will find that you don't get this. If you always remember, you don't lead with your chin. You don't look forward. You look up at the ceiling. Right? Okie dokie, so let's have a go. So how to do this crunch is you're gonna flatten your spine into the floor. Try as though you're putting you're forcing your belly button into the floor and slightly lift your pelvic floor so your bum is just slightly up to the air, just slightly. Don't get it off the floor, but just tilt it upwards. Right. So hands behind your hands behind your ears, fingertips behind your ears, with your thumb just behind your ear.
Yeah.
Now, by contracting your abs and not by bringing your shoulders up, bring your shoulders, neck and head a couple of inches off the floor.
Yeah.
If you're doing this right, you should feel this in your abs.
Right.
Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Right, one, and down, and another, two,
yeah.
Three. Do you feel everyone? Four. If you don't feel it, stop and look at your technique. Five. Can you feel it, Mark? Down? Six. Keep going. Seven. Eight.
The fingers I get dragged into.
Nine.
Yeah.
Ten. And relax.
If
you felt, it's better to do 10 with a good technique than do 30 with a bad technique. If you don't feel everyone, stop, look at your technique, try again.
Mm.
Okie dokie, ready for some more?
Okay.
Okay, right, so you might have to go slightly further back now.
Right.
I want you to put your legs right up in the air. Lie on the floor, and legs right up in the air. And we're going to bring them down on a count of 10. But when you get to 10, I would like you to be just about 2 inches away from the floor, and then we're going to hold it there.
Okay.
Right, so your hands, I would like them palm down. You haven't started yet.
Sorry, okay.
I would like them palms down, underneath, between your lower back and your pelvis, on the floor, palms down, underneath, just to sort of, and your head on the floor. Okay, bring those legs up. Right, we're coming down now.
Right.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
The walls in
seven, eight, nine, ten. Now hold. Hold.
Ooh,
two, three, four, five. Now let them go. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a very good one.
You can feel it actually there. Right on your. That is amazing.
Yes, you can. You should be able to feel them all.
You wouldn't think that I would do that, to be honest.
No, you wouldn't. But it's a good one, isn't it? And it's easy and it's something you can do at home.
Ooh.
Okay. No, we're going to do more of those. That ones are not enough.
Oh, yeah.
I suggest you do 10 of those.
Really?
No, you don't have to do the 10 all at once. Just try one more to make sure you've got the technique.
Right.
Come on, Dan.
Okay.
One more.
If anyone doesn't